Wait a minute, come again?
He has never, what, a car.
He's never driven a car?
Okay, he doesn't know how to...
Drive a car?
And a little building used for storing wood, you might call...
Oh, wood shed.
Okay, what about...
I said, that's what we call them. I remember from woodshed because we used to go out there and get the wood.
What about for tools? Was there special?
Tool house. Tool shed.
What's the difference, tool house and tool shed?
No difference. Both the same. You store your tools. You put your tools in them when you get through with using them.
Not everyone, well, especially out in the country, not everyone had bathrooms. Indoors. What do they call the buildings?
Outhouse.
Okay. Any other name for them?
Well, we used to call them latrine, you know.
That's an army word?
Mm-hmm. Latrine.
Were there any outhouses in town?
Oh, yeah. There's still some in town.
There's still some even in the city limits? Seems like that would be against the city ordinance.
Might be against city ordinance, but this is the way the cookie crumbles. You know, I don't know, you're a youngster, and you haven't seen these things. But see, after you live around and see them, you see these. And some of the things, I don't say, I know a lot of black people feel bad about them. I feel bad about them, but some of them are downright mean about them. Because they are sitting there in the city where they're built all around, and in this area, you ain't got no sewage. And they use an outhouse, and all these people live 15 miles on the edge got city sewage. And these people paying taxes just like these people paying over here, and they don't have it. This is the thing that is going to be a pretty big stink about this councilman race now, because they want single member council districts, which should be, you see.
They redistrict?
No, well, the state is, it's passed the federal court, but the state is bickering about it now, requiring the cities to have. See, the way Houston is, I live over here, but everybody in Houston votes on this councilman.
Just citywide?
Yeah, but he represents this district, but everybody in Houston votes on. Well, what the heck do the people care out on Memorial? Katy Freeway, out 59, out 45, what they care about this area over here? They're only in this human nature. They're only interested in that locale where they live.
Uh-huh. Is Houston predominantly white, or is it about
30? No, it's predominantly white. There's a large number of blacks here, but it's predominantly white.
So it's going to be harder for a black councilman?
Well, we got one black councilman, but it's just one of these areas. There are some large areas where there should be more than one black councilman. I figure if the district consumes of 70% of black community, then they should have a black representative.
What are they going to change that to?
I don't know. I say within the next 3 or 4 years it'll change. It's going to have to change.
Have you ever tried to get involved in politics yourself?
No. I don't like politics. It's a dirty game.
Yeah.
You can't be honest and you can't be fair and play politics, because if it calls cutting your own brother's throat, you got to cut his throat to survive. And I don't like politics. A little bit when I was a kid.
Up in Marshall?
Yeah. Yeah, and I used to have an uncle used to be on the farm at Prairie View.